Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I hope that the top four in the lineup somehow can slump bust. Because right now, if you remember last year, it all started because Francisco Lindor got hot offensively. And, you know, he had a second half to remember. He was a second half MVP in my eyes. And right now, over the last 25 games, maybe a little bit longer, he has kind of been missing in action offensively.
Yeah, and it really is more than Juan Soto. I mean, this team goes when Lindor goes.
It feels that way, yeah, for sure.
And Pete, too. But then again, last year, Pete was barely around offensively, and Lindor carried this team and was receiving MVP votes by the end of the season.
And now, all of a sudden, you have arm issues, and you have pitching problems, and you have shortage of pitchers and overuse of bullpens. And you have the worst of all situations coming together at the same time.
Yeah. If you want to talk about the Mets and Yankees, as the Yankees get it done and Boomer hit his bet, Yankees in the over yesterday, 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Unfortunately, if you didn't see it, another injury to a member of the bullpen. Max Kranick has to go on the 15-day IL. So it was just last week. I actually believe it was a week ago today. We got that phone call from a Mets fan who'd been a Mets fan since their inception and said, I don't want to change anything about this rotation. It's too good. These guys are rolling along. I don't want Manaea back. Trade Manaea. I don't want to see Montas. Get rid of this guy. And then you said, hey, these things work out. Someone's going to pull a hamstring. Someone's going to have a elbow thing, a shoulder thing. And unfortunately, this happened. Now,
well, this is where Kodai Senga pulls a hamstring the same day.
Yep.
And, you know, because Pete Alonso's over there, you know, playing like Steve Sachs.
Yeah.
And has a hard time when he's thinking about it and has to, and knows he's throwing it over there. And this, I'm going by what Keith Hernandez, he knows more about it than I would, and playing first base and some of the issues that those guys deal with, that when Pete doesn't have really time to think about it, and like he made a play the other night, and he throws the ball perfectly. But when he all of a sudden has plenty of time to think about it and has to try to get it over to first base and try to hit the pitcher in stride, all of a sudden something happens to him.
Yeah. I mean, and it is true. I mean, that happens just with anybody. Sometimes when you're not thinking about it, you just go about and do it. Then all of a sudden, that's when you're at your best.
Well, that's what I was trying to say about Anthony Volpe the other day when he makes the error in the field. And I'm like, okay. Look, you've been doing this a million times. You got to convince yourself that it's just, this is 1,000,001. And no matter what point of the game it may be, and unfortunately for him, a lot of this stuff comes later in the game where it is really crucial and just a vital error that ends up leading to runs for the opposing team. So for him, he's just got to relax and he's just got to keep telling himself, I've done this 1,000 times. I'm going to do it 1,000 more times. And it's just going to keep coming and keep coming. Look, that's the most important position in baseball, and he's going to have a lot of plays yet to make this year, and he's just got to get over some of these late inning, kind of just really bad plays that should be easily made by him.
Yeah, and it seems to come at really costly times late in the game. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's been a problem, and it's almost like he's thinking in eighth and ninth inning, and he's got an opportunity, you know, don't hit it to me, don't hit it to me. But in the second inning, he can make these spectacular plays,
well, you know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I had a couple bad games, and all of a sudden the ball was flying on me or something like that. And I'm talking more when I was in Cincinnati and a younger player. My coach at that time was, you know, of course, Sam Weish and Bruce Cossett was my offense coordinator. And Bruce was tough on me in the practice. On the practice field, he's like, get that arm up, throw it over the top. And he was always on me. And he goes, look, man, you do this a million times. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to continue to do this. And usually when you're a younger player, I don't care how long that, this is his third year now. So he's not really technically young anymore in terms of baseball time, but he's still a 24-year-old kid. And he's going to have those lapses in judgment and I think also concentration at times. And I think that's some of the things that he's going through. But my message to him, it would be exactly what Bruce's message to me was. You've done this a million times. You can do this at any point in the game. And you should be thinking that way going into every single game. You got this. You got this. And that really helped me.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in and you had a conversation between a caller and C-Mac I thought was interesting, talking about the Mets and Yankees and how the fan bases kind of criticize certain things in one fan base and don't with the other, especially when it comes to the manager. So both the Mets and the Yankees over these losing streaks had fundamental problems, right?
Oh, yes.
Right, both of them.
But, ugly.
Yeah. So the fundies were not there. Now, when the Yankees fundies aren't there, we get a lot of phone calls. We got a few this week. Aaron Boone, how do you not tell this guy? How do you not pull a guy out of a game? Why in the hell is this guy still the manager? He doesn't say these things to the players. He doesn't hold them accountable. When it happened to the Mets, it's the Met fans mostly are saying that it's the players' fault. We're not blaming Carlos Mendoza for those things, but the Yankee fan is blaming Aaron Boone for those things. So C-Mac's trying to ask the question, why? So my answer, if I was going to call in, I was going to be Greg from the LIE, would have been, it's twofold. One, it's been going on for longer with the Yankees and Aaron Boone. And C-Mac goes, it doesn't matter how long it goes on because it's either you blame the fundamentals on the manager or you don't. Well, no, it does matter because the second year of Carlos Mendoza, he had a lot of success in the first year. And they didn't really have those issues last year. They're having a few of them now, but it's the amount of time that the Yankee fan believes that the team hasn't been held accountable and guys like Gleyber Torres not running out ground balls. And also, a point that I think is huge in all of this is Game 5 of the World Series.
Yes.
We all remember how bad that was and the plays that were not made and the fundamentals out the window for that particular game. And when you're talking about playing for a championship.
You know, it was like the Mets back in 2015 versus the Royals.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah,
same kind of thing. Yeah. And, and by the way, Dodgers said the same thing about the Yankees last year when the season was over, at least one of their players. What the hell was his name?
Joe Kelly mentioned it. Yeah.
I mean, he mentioned it. Just, put the ball in play and let the Yankees boot it around.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why the Yankee fans are more sensitive about it. But I still think that it's more on the players than it is the manager. Like, I remember defending Aaron Boone after Game 5 of the World Series.
Like, you expect the players to make the plays. I mean, that's why they're out there. That's why that's why they play those positions. But it is frustrating because I think Yankee fans have had Aaron Boone here for a long time. And much like we don't like the post-game sound from him or the pre-game sound from him, I think they're tired of it. Now, Mendoza is a little bit different. He does give you a little bit more, but he also still does, and they have to protect the players.
Mm-hmm.
They have to.
Yeah. And I remember asking Carlos Mendoza about talking so much. I said, do you ever get just tired before the game, after the game, 162 games? And he gave what I think was an awesome answer. He goes, hey, listen, if I'm not talking that much, it means that I'm not managing a Major League Baseball team, and that's what I want to do, so I am happy to do it.
That's part of the job description.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.